Thank you for calling the Arizona Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Lisa. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hi, I was trying to file my unemployment online and it's not letting me.
It's not working?
Claim. No, ma'am.
All right, I can help you file a claim.
Ma'am?
My aunt.
Okay.
May I have your social security number?
063-88-9932.
Thank you for the information. May you repeat that number, please? I'm so sorry.
063-88-9932.
And that 32?
9932, yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that information. May I have your date of birth, please?
7/7/98.
May I have your mother's maiden name?
Ellis, E-L-L-I-S.
May I have your driver's license number?
100-100-99.
Thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you do? All right, thank you. And what state did you receive that license in?
Alabama.
All right, may I have that license number again, please?
100-100-99.
100-100-99? Yes, ma'am. All right, thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Avant Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which will you prefer? Direct deposit?
Direct deposit. Yes, ma'am. Direct deposit into my checking account.
All right. May I have a routing number for that, please?
06-11-00-606.
Thank you for the information. May I have an account number for that?
01-01-40-91-282.
282?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I have your routing number as 06-11-00-606. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I have your account number as 01-01-409-1282. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that information. May I have your mailing address, please?
890 South County Road 9, Lot 3, Newton, Newton, Alabama, 36352.
All right, may you repeat the mail, the street address for me, please, for the mailing address?
Yes, ma'am. 890 South County Road 9, Lot 3.
Lot 3?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for the information. Is residence address different from the above mailing address?
Yes, ma'am, it's the same.
I mean, in other words, is the home address different from the mailing address?
Oh, no, ma'am.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Okay, thank you for the information. Has your address changed in the last year?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your primary telephone number, please?
334-733-0104.
Thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for use of benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-733-0104, 334-733-0233, 334-733-0585, 334-733-8429, or I have not been associated with any of these phone numbers.
The only phone number that I know of is 334-733-0104.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bears, Donnies, Griffins, Patriots, or none of the above?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It's really staticky.
I'm so sorry, man. I apologize for that. Which team nickname is associated with a college you attended? Bears, Bonnies, spelled B-O-N-N-I-E-S, Griffins, spelled G-R-I-F-F-I-N-S, Patriots, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you for that information. In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Gaston, Florida, Houston, Alabama, Jackson, Alabama, Lauderdale, Alabama, or I had never been associated with any, I mean, I had never lived in any of these counties.
Never lived in those counties.
Thank you for that information.
Newton is in Houston. I just found that out.
So you, is Houston, you have lived there or owned property?
I live in Houston County.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Am I speaking to Alexis Alley?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on
active... Wait, I'm sorry. Repeat the question.
How you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Jesus.
Did you serve on active duty? Ma'am?
I'm sorry, what?
I thought you said something. I was trying to interrupt you.
Oh, I was saying no and that I'm tired, and that's why I had to have you repeat the question.
That's okay, ma'am. That's what I'm here for. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
What was the last day you worked?
Hold on, let me look at my calendar.
All right.
I want to say the 23rd?
The 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd of July.
All right. For this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the information. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
40.
40. Thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
What is the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour? Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for that information. What was the name of your last job title?
I was a key holder.
A key holder?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you a locksmith, a safe repairer, a first line supervisor slash manager, or data entry keyer? What did you do exactly?
I was a sales associate.
Oh, you was a sales associate on the job?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thought you said you was a key holder.
Yeah, that was my title at the job. I opened and closed the stores.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying the information.
You're welcome.
Sales associate. So you would like me to put in sales associate as your last job title instead?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the information. So what exactly did you sell on the job? Like what was the store that you worked at? What were they selling?
Clothing.
Clothing?
Retail clothing. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
You are?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the information. Right. What was the name of your last employer? I mean, your separate employer.
Callie's. K A L L I S.
Thank you for
LLC.
I apologize for interrupting you.
Thank you. Just add LLC onto the end of Callie.
All right, ma'am. May I have a phone number associated with the employer?
Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
(334) 395-9961
All right. Let me see something real quick. What was the employment start date?
December 21st of 2021.
December 21st?
Yes, ma'am.
2021. And your last day of work was?
July 23rd, 2022.
And what city and state that work was performed in?
Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separate employer?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Is this your separated employer?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
Lack of hours.
Lack of hours?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they discharge you? Did you quit? Did you get laid off?
Both. Laid off.
Laid off?
Yes, ma'am.
Due to lack of work?
Yes.
Okay, you said you had got fired, and you said you got discharged, and you said it was laid off, so I'm kind of confused which one it was.
It's a confusing situation. Technically I was laid off.
Oh, you was laid off?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the information.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for interrupting you again. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I have reset your temporary PIN number for you to use to set up your first weekly certification. That number is 3298. And after you perform your 3298.
Okay. Hold on, let me write that down. All right, I got that.
And after you perform your first weekly certification, after this claim is made, it's gonna prompt you to choose another four digit number that you could choose from to make your weekly certifications on a regular weekly basis. Okay, let's check something real quick. Hold on for a second, please. Check something. Give me a few seconds.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, I have your mailing address as 890 South County Road 9, Lot 3, Newton, Alabama 36352. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the information. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or login at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Sorry. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954-4094. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Ms. Allie, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
What time did you say I have to file those claims?
I mean, this is, are you referring to your weekly certification?
Because, yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me see. Okay,
I
it could be
that
made.
Any time was.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, ma'am. Sorry.
Oh, I was saying I heard that the cutoff time was at 5 p.m. I just didn't hear the start time.
It doesn't have a start time. It just says your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So 5 p.m.
Okay.
Friday is the deadline. Like, it's like the limit, like the last hour
okay.
you have to do. You had to make it.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions, ma'am?
No, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a wonderful day.
You too, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.